Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have a couple of guests, Emily Elliott, who is Miss Carbon County's outstanding teen, and we also have Cody Bunderson, owner of Fierce MMA and Fitness. Guys, both, it's a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan.
Cody, we'll start with you here for just a moment. I'm going to let you introduce Emily because you guys are kind of teaming up to put together an event that's going to be a lot of fun, promoting fitness and health here in the local area. So I'll let you introduce Emily and how this project kind of came together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was about a month or so ago, Emily and her mom came and approached me and introduced themselves. She was Miss Teen Outstanding for Carbon County. And after having a conversation with them, you know, she was really, you know, conscientious about health and fitness and, you know, providing a platform to people here in Carbon County as part of the project that she's trying to complete. And just her goals, you know, very much align with my goals. And so we decided to come up with an event January 5th down at the gym. And we're going to have a competition and have some male and female divisions, both in the teen and adult. And we're going to have some pretty sweet prizes for the individual winners as well as an overall winner. We're just asking for a $10 minimum donation. All the proceeds are going to go to the cardiovascular program over here at Castleview to help those in need who are, you know, battling problems of the heart. And so we're calling this event, you know, Heartbeats for Health. So we're really trying to raise awareness, you know, of you have to exercise, you have to, you know, get that heart rate up, you know, to stay healthy and, you know, provide for, you know, a lifetime of, you know, of health. So, you know, Emily's done a great job of, you know, promoting that. And so we're going to kick off this event and I think it's going to be a great time.
Let's go to Emily. Emily, first off, why did you choose this as your platform?
So when I was younger, I was diagnosed with Kawasaki's, which is a rare disease that attacks the blood vessels in your heart. And I came through as a champ, but most people usually don't. And I just think it would be really good if they can get out and get active and really know if they get moving, they can keep their heart in good shape and they can live longer.
So this was probably an easy platform for you to choose then.
Yes.
You knew immediately this is what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
What gave you the idea to approach Cody and Fierce MMA to come up with an event?
So I was just sitting in my room and stuff. My dad was like, hey, let's work out. And I was like, okay. And so we started working out. And as we went through it, he was like, oh, my friend Cody and I, like I just won this year membership. And so do you want to go down to the gym with me? He said he'll let you in once and we can try it out. And I was like, sure. So we went down to the gym and Cody was there and everything was really nice. And everyone was really good there. So that's when I discovered that I wanted to team up with Fierce and start an event for people to get out and get active.
Cody, this seems like a match made in heaven because I know you guys are always trying to figure out a way to get involved with youth. So here you have, you know, Carbon County's Miss Outstanding Teen. She wants to get involved with Fierce MMA. To me, this just seems like it fits perfectly.
Yes, absolutely. You know, like I said, her goals certainly align with our goals and, you know, promoting, you know, a healthy lifestyle, you know, and, you know, her platform is phenomenal, you know, considering the background that she's come from with the battles that she's had with her heart since a child. And, you know, again, we're all about helping the youth out here in Carbon County and, you know, promoting that to the adults as well, you know, because you do have to lead by example, especially for your children. And so this is going to be a great, you know, kickoff to the new year. I know a lot of people, it's like, they have to wait till the start of the new year to let's get New Year's resolution. Yeah, New Year's resolution,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know, let's, regardless of the time of year, let's I want to, you know, promote this event. Let's, you know, raise some funds for a great program that hits so close to home for Emily, and you know, have some fun while doing it.
I know there's going to be some other special events tying in with sponsors at this event as well.
Yeah. So there's we've got a couple sponsors that are you know, with Emily, and we're hoping for a couple of the other royalty within the outstanding teen and adult program. But we're gonna get her to max out on some push-ups, some sit-ups, you know, maybe some bench press or a timed row. And those sponsors are gonna, you know, for every push-up she does, they're gonna, you know, within a certain, you know, period of time, whether that's a minute or 2 minutes, they're gonna cover $1 or $5 for every push-up that she does. So I think we're gonna raise a lot of money for the cardiovascular program here down at Castleview, keeping it local. which is I know something that Emily wanted to do to, you know, definitely keep it local within our community. And it'll be fun. So we're going to kick her butt, get her in shape, and get her to do a lot of push-ups, sit-ups, and raise some good funds for the program.
Yeah, how many push-ups can you do, Emily?
Oh, I don't know. Roughly 30 without stopping. Maybe more if I take a break.
How many sit-ups?
Around 50-ish.
Yeah, we got to get her up to around
the we got to get those funds up. Yeah.
That's right. Emily, before I let you go, I want you to talk a little bit about what responsibilities come along with being Miss Carbon County's Outstanding Teen. What's kind of the job that you have now once you receive this prestigious award?
So the job that I have is to really set a good example for younger girls as well as girls older than me or the same age, and just to show them that you need to get out and get doing stuff in your community and just stay positive about things.
Just lead by example, basically.
Yeah,
right?
Basically, just to have fun too. Don't really get caught up in it because it goes by fast. It is only a year, you get a reign, but have fun with it and set a good example for people.
Lastly, Cody, if anyone needs any more information about registering, you don't have to pre-register.
There's no pre-registration. Just come on down anytime between 12 and 3 on January 5th down to the Fierce MMA, which is, 1695 South Highway 10, right there past the Jones and DeMille Engineering Building. You just take a left right there. We're going to be there'll be music, having a DJ going, have some food, some prizes. We're going to be offering some killer deals for membership packages that day. And a portion of those, the proceeds from that day, will go to the cardiovascular program as well. So there's going to be some killer deals on getting signed up for the gym for your new year. Come, kick your resolutions butt and raise some good money for a great cause.
Well, Cody, I definitely appreciate you stopping by, and Emily, you as well. It was a pleasure to meet you. And Cody, I know we'll be talking real soon because there's some fun, exciting stuff happening with Fierce MMA,
yes,
I know, in the very near future. So,
absolutely.
Guys, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Jordan.
For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.